Tonight we're telling the story about how Birmingham is connecting us with every corner of the world and with one another. It's been a dark period in our lives, but tonight we're going to sprinkle a little stardust on the ceremony. The death of a star in the outer universe and the shards of light from its demise are heading straight for us.
Here is Stella. Well named. And she will find one of the shards.
Now, I'm no Brian Cox, but I'm told that the death of a star can trigger the birth of other stars. And I reckon this one is going to do just that.
It is a reminder of our common ancestry, a reminder of where we all come from. Into that shard, she whispers her hopes and dreams.
It's times of darkness.
We carry a dream of light
that calls us all together.
What we just witnessed is incredibly satanic. This entire ceremony is satanic, as we're going to continue to see. But it only gets worse as the participants actually bow down to a bull that represents the Antichrist and Lucifer at one point. So it gets much worse from here. What we've already seen is creepy, but it gets much worse. But the first part that we just watched with the star represents the fall of Lucifer, or the devil, from heaven. And the scripture clearly teach us about what happened. So Satan, being full of pride, wanted to be like God. And the Lord banished him and the angels who rebelled from heaven. Isaiah 14:12-15 tells us, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." We know that hell was made for the devil and his angels, those who rebelled against God, those who with so much pride thought they could be like God. So eventually the devil and all the fallen angels will be cast in the lake of fire, and we praise and thank God for that. And our Lord Jesus Christ defeated Satan on the cross when he died for our sins. He put death to death, and the power of death is defeated. Now we are no longer slaves of sin and death as we become born again Christians. So glory be to God, Satan is defeated. And Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil, and they are defeated in our life. But in many of the lives of the people who participate in this ceremony and all of these satanic ceremonies, they are serving Satan and the globalist agenda. They are serving the New World Order. So we have to pray for them and preach the gospel to them before it's too late. And they are tampering with DNA. They're tampering with the genome. They're tampering with, you know, this pharmakeia medicine and all of these evil things that the scripture tells us about. So we have to pray that the Lord would have mercy. But we can see in this video that they are preparing to worship the Antichrist. And as the ceremony continues, they're going to bow down to a bull, and you're going to see that. So the question is, why would they be representing Lucifer falling from heaven? Well, they actually tell us. So if you look at the description of the ceremony, the opening performance is called, quote, "Call to Gather," which is kind of odd. What are they calling people to gather for? Well, obviously it's to worship the beast and to participate in the system of the beast, which people are doing already with pharmakeia and, you know, the diabolical DNA editing software that is in the medicines, as we all know. You guys know exactly what I'm speaking of, brothers and sisters, but they're calling everyone to gather to come and worship the Antichrist, and they're going to show that later on in the ceremony. So A description of the ceremony is that the ceremony began with an introductory performance titled Call to Gather, featuring a main character named Stella, who is a dreamer. And she and 70 other performers carry shards of light described as the fragments of the star that fell across the Commonwealth nations, which represent hopes and dreams. So a star fell over all the Commonwealth nations, who are led by King Charles III, who is a Freemasonic Satanist, a chief promoter of the Great Reset and the WEF agenda. And this star has fallen, and now everybody needs to pick up a little piece of it so that they can dream and they can hope together. Well, what are they dreaming and hope for? Well, obviously it's the New World Order, because that is what they've told us that they are doing. It is the Great Reset. It is Agenda 2021. It is Agenda 2030. That is why they have these ceremonies so openly and publicly, as I've exposed in other videos as well that you can watch, where they're openly trying to mock God, which is impossible. Look at the devil horns that they have on video right now. Look at the devil horns that they are all, they're making the sign of the devil, all of them. They all look possessed. They're all weirdly dressed, the whole transgender agenda. Now look at the slaves pulling the Antichrist. Here comes the bull that I told you about. Here comes the bull that everybody's going to worship. It reminds you of the golden calf in scripture that the Israelites worshipped. Even while the Lord was giving them commandments on Mount Sinai, they were worshipping a golden calf when Moses came down. So here, look at the headdress that they're wearing, that he was wearing. It's the new Roman Empire, the new Babylon, the new Nimrod, the new Tower of Babel, the Antichrist, the final beast, the final man of sin and lawlessness that the scripture warns us about. There are many Antichrists in the world even now. There's the bull. Now, does this look like it's something that belongs at a sports ceremony for a Commonwealth Games? Obviously not. This has nothing to do with any type of sport or any type of entertainment. This is absolutely satanic. This is the bull. This is Moloch and Baal. I'm going to add pictures here as well where you can see that the Israelites were sacrificing their children to Moloch and to Baal. And this is the representation. It's a bull. It's a goat. It always represents Lucifer and Satan. And look at this. Look at the lighting. Look at the red. Look at everybody wondering after the beast. Oh, wow. Look at the beast. Wow. We're wondering after the beast. That's what the scripture says. And they are worshiping Lucifer. So it's obvious that the globalists, elitists, Freemasons, Satanists, whatever you want to call them, including King Charles III, want all the nations to worship Lucifer, because they do, and they want to rule and dominate the world. They want to bring about the rule and reign of Antichrist for a season so that they can dominate and govern and subject all of the world and make everybody to bow down and worship this beast, just like they are. Look at this. It's public, open blasphemy. It's sacrilege. It is hostility against God. It is a open satanic ritual. And all of these people, I don't know how you could go and watch such a thing and not be horrified. I wouldn't want to go to a ceremony or to an event like this. This is just satanic. What does this have to do with sport or entertainment at all? This is just weird. It's creepy. It's evil. It's diabolical. And they are just so prideful, just like their father, the devil. They're so willing to expose themselves as Satan worshipers. I don't know how anybody could call these things conspiracies anymore. Obviously, this is not a conspiracy. Why would you be doing this? Why would anybody doing this? Now, see that? They're taking Satan into their heart. They're bowing down to the devil, to the bull. This is weird. It's satanic and ungodly. So it's right in your face. This is not a conspiracy. It's right in your face. And it's it's nuts. It's crazy. It's satanic. And it shows us that we need our Lord Jesus Christ. And he is coming back soon. And you have to get right with God. And I have to get right with God. And we have to live holy and live full of love for Christ and for others and live in the faith and preach the gospel to people, because look what people are doing. It just gets worse and worse by the day, and there's no fear. There's no fear of God. There's no shame. There's no love for the truth. The scripture says because they love the lie, God will send them strong delusion. That's exactly what we're seeing. We are seeing men giving themselves over to Satan. And again, we can see here, they're getting around in a circle. They're all getting down on their knees. They're all sitting down, getting ready to just worship the beast. You can see all the lights, all representing Lucifer, all representing the son of the morning. Remember, in scripture, Lucifer was the chief angel. He was the choir director of heaven. He shone more than any angel. He had the best, most glittering, brilliant armor made out of rubies and diamonds and sapphires and emeralds and onyx and basil and all of these different gems. And that's why he's always represented as light. Now, we can see the representation of all the different nations. They're all doing the same exact motion. They're all being led by the one star that Stella is holding. See, Lucifer is riding the beast. Just like scripture says, right there on the screen, I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names. This is just open. It's public. And the ritual continues. And it's just mindless and horrific. So, brothers and sisters, we have to realize that Jesus Christ is Lord. Satan is defeated and Jesus is coming again soon. We are truly living in the great apostasy. We are living in the rise in the days of the final Antichrist in the beast system and the pharmakeia that deceives all nations, the pharmaceutical companies. We are seeing them deceive all nations, as the scripture says. So continue watching this if you have the guts for it. It's pretty reprehensible and disgusting, but it should be quite obvious to Christians what's going on here. Obviously, they're preparing for the Antichrist, worshiping him already, and they're going to continue until their final dream of depopulating the earth and worshiping Satan and damning themselves comes to pass, which is a terrible reality, and we must pray for their souls. We must preach the gospel to them. We must pray for these world leaders so that they stop what they're doing and they put an end to this and they submit to Jesus. Yeah, this is creepy and satanic. So God bless each of you, and we'll talk again in another video. God bless you guys.
The now free and at peace Bull of Birmingham really is the symbol for this Commonwealth Games.
He will, by the way, have a permanent place in the centre of Birmingham when these games end, and he will become the symbol of this theatrical and inspiring open ceremony and these games.
display inside the Alexander Stadium, a wonderful piece of art. As Hazel said, it will be in the city of Birmingham in the centre after these games.
And the crowd moved by what they've seen. And the Bulls' starring role is not over yet. And now.
Thank you.
I just want to show you one more thing that I just realized. It says right here on the bull's nose, in our faces. Underneath it says racism. It says in our faces right there. Okay, God bless you all. Talk to you again soon.